Israeli and Palestinian leaders are mulling a U.S. proposal to hold indirect peace talks. Top U.S. diplomats believe that negotiating through a third party might be the only way to broker some kind of deal. The breakdown in communication between Israeli and Palestinian leaders has surfaced in other areas as well. As reporter Shira Frankel found, it's rare that Israeli military officers and their counterparts in the U.S.-trained Palestinian Security Force actually talk to each other.
Newly minted Palestinian officers march in rigid formation across a training camp on a hilltop north of the West Bank city of Jericho. Israeli cars can be seen on the road below, but the Palestinian security forces can't operate in those areas, not even to issue a speeding ticket. 2 years after Lieutenant General Keith Dayton took control of training the new Palestinian recruits, both Israel and the U.S. have expressed satisfaction with their progress. They now secure major Palestinian cities such as Nablus, Jenin, and Bethlehem. But Israeli soldiers make regular incursions into those cities, often with only a passing nod to the Palestinians. Major General Diab El-Ali is head of the Palestinian forces. He says that cooperation between his officers and Israel is at an impasse.
The Israelis work with us according to their benefits. I can tell you, Israelis can get whatever they want, not just here, everywhere.
Despite working in the same areas, there is no direct communication between the Palestinian and Israeli forces. They work through a liaison office, where they also hold monthly meetings to summarize their activities. El-Ali says he feels uneasy coordinating with the Israelis.
Maybe there will be a personal friendship, but in politics, there is no friendship. We can be friends on the phone and during our work, but on a political level, I don't think there will be a real camaraderie.
The indirect communication is the only model that works, says El-Ali. So he's not surprised that after years of direct peace talks between Israeli and Palestinian leaders, the two sides are now considering a U.S. proposal, which would see negotiations proceed indirectly through so-called proximity talks.
We hope that we can reach a solution with Israeli leaders, but meantime, our project is not stopping. We are continuing to train our security forces.
Major Pete Lerner is the spokesman for the Israeli Central Command. He says that the Palestinian program has come miles since they first started operating following the Oslo Accords.
No longer do we have, like in the 90s, Palestinian commanders at the level of a brigade coming to our commanders and talking to them about the political grand strategy issues. They talk tactical with military issues in mind.
But he acknowledges that there are still some serious concerns, especially over some of the officers who were recruited and trained before the U.S. involvement. Earlier this week, a veteran Palestinian police officer stabbed and killed an Israeli soldier near a West Bank checkpoint. Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad condemned the attack and promised to ensure there would be no repetition. El-Ali said that all the new recruits are carefully screened by both Israeli and Palestinian officials. Any past infractions or affiliation with a militant Palestinian movement is grounds for a candidate to be turned away. Still, he says, it's hard for him to subject his own forces to external screening.
I feel uncomfortable. I feel they are the occupiers. I feel unsure about cooperating with them because they are still the occupiers.
Even on this day, he explains, he chose to smuggle himself through an Israeli checkpoint rather than have to explain his military fatigues. There might have been a fight, he says, so why take the risk? Avoiding direct communication, he adds, is simply easier. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.